Greenhouse gas emissions are on the rise again. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Some troubling news for climate watchers this month. A new study in the journal Environmental Research Letters projects a 2.7% increase in global greenhouse gas emissions this year. Emissions edged slightly higher last year after 3 years of nearly flat emissions. But how and why emissions are rising is a bigger story. Rob Jackson is an earth sciences professor at Stanford University. I asked him what the numbers mean.
The last couple of years, several things have happened. The developing world is still using more energy. Countries like India are building coal and nuclear and renewables at breakneck pace because they have hundreds of millions of people without access to electricity still today. This year, we have seen China's emissions go up quite a bit. And they have green-lighted some coal-based projects that they had put on hold out of concerns for air quality. But it's not all about those other countries. Here in the U.S., our oil use is going up steadily. And we have some unusual weather this year that led to higher heating and cooling loads. So our emissions are up a couple of percent for the first time in a decade or more.
I see the European Union emissions actually decreased slightly. What is Europe doing right?
Europe has the longest track record of emissions declines. We're seeing much more aggressive development of wind and solar power in the electricity sector. We have some countries, some of the Scandinavian countries, that are selling a third of the vehicles as electric cars. So they're moving aggressively, not just in the electricity sector, as we are in the U.S., but they're decarbonizing their vehicle fleets at a much faster rate than we are.
So the big atmospheric question then for climate impacts is, what has to happen for global emissions to peak and start a downward trend?
Several things have to happen. We have to provide all the incentives we can to help countries like India choose to build as many wind and solar facilities and low-carbon technologies as possible. Every time we or anyone else puts a new coal plant on the ground, even a new natural gas plant, we're talking about emissions for 30 or 40 years. We have to have steeper cuts in the developed world, the richer world, like Europe and the United States, to offset a billion or so people around the world who still live in energy poverty. The best thing that's happening is just the radical growth we're seeing in wind and solar power. And it's driven not first and foremost by climate policy. It's driven by economics. Industrialized solar facilities are now as cheap as coal and natural gas, and consumers want clean power. So I'm optimistic that eventually we will get there. I'm just not sure how long it's going to take.
Rob Jackson, earth sciences professor at Stanford University. Thanks for sharing your work and your insight today.
Thank you so much.
My name is Marian Michaels. I'm 25 years old. I live in Minneapolis. I'm one of the regional leads in Minnesota for Sunrise Movement. I am working to stop climate change by helping to get leaders elected who will fight for a future for all of us. After the election, we heard from Nancy Pelosi that she had plans to revive a select committee that had the purpose of convening hearings and investigating on climate change and reporting to the public. But we need action, and we need action now. So I went in November with a group of 200 young people from Sunrise Movement to ask Nancy Pelosi to create not a select committee on climate change, but a select committee on a Green New Deal. The Green New Deal will rapidly transition our economy and our society away from fossil fuels and towards renewable energy in order to stop climate change. It also comes with a guarantee that anyone who wants a good job with a fair wage to assist in that transition will be able to get one. I went back again just this past week, and I was with a group of 1,000 young people to ask Speaker Pelosi again to create this committee. It felt incredibly powerful to have been there a month ago, and even more amazing and hopeful about our future and about our future in stopping climate change, to be there with so many other young people who are as dedicated as I am.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.